A father will replace his son on the city council in Springfield, Massachusetts. Veterans advocate and Puerto Rican community leader Gumercindo Gomez has been chosen to represent Ward 1 on the city council, filling a vacancy caused by the midterm resignation of Adam Gomez, who became a state senator in January. In a roll call vote by the city council during a remote public meeting Monday night, Gomez received 9 votes. There were 3 abstentions.
I promise you guys that I will do the best I can to continue the legacy that Councilor Adam left behind.
2 other people sought to fill the vacancy, Maria Perez, who's a member of the Springfield School Committee, and Blake Grandin, a former food and beverage manager at MGM Springfield. 2 people who submitted letters of interest in the position later withdrew from consideration. Perez has taken out nomination papers to run for the Ward 1 seat in this year's municipal election. Asked about their intentions, Gomez and Grandin both said they were keeping their options open. The task of appointing someone to fill the vacant Ward 1 seat fell to the other 12 councilors because there was no runner-up in the 2019 election. There's no provision in the city charter for a special election, which is something City Councilor Mike Fenton said he's determined to change.
I do believe that going forward, we should take steps to ensure that the council isn't playing this very uncomfortable role of filling the vacancy. And so I will again be introducing legislation, as I did on 2 prior occasions, which was passed by this body, to change the process for replacing ward councilors after we make this selection this evening.
After being elected last year to the Massachusetts House, Orlando Ramos said he chose to complete his current term on the city council because there was no runner-up in the last election to replace him.
I wanted the voters to select my replacement once I leave office. And I wish that was the case. We shouldn't have to make this decision. The voters of Ward 1 should select who the Ward 1 representative should be, not 12 city councilors.
To fill the vacancy in Ward 1, councilors agreed to follow a step-by-step process that was proposed by Council President Marcus Williams.
I wanted to ensure a process that was both fully public, transparent, and fair to those participating. This decision any one of the council members took lightly.
The process was endorsed at a meeting last week by the General Government Committee, where a suggestion to vote to fill the vacancy by secret ballot was rejected. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.